Let's move on now to the next top story for this hour. Another U.S. group joins two other scholarly organizations in boycotting Israel's academic institutions. The Native American and Indigenous Studies Association, NISA, has urged its members to boycott Israeli academia over Tel Aviv's violation of international law and U.N. resolutions. The organization's president says the NISA Council has reached a consensus to support the boycott. This just days after the American Studies Association endorsed the boycott in a referendum. The Association for Asian American Studies had made the same decision in April. NISA is now the third academic association to support the boycott. Israeli officials say they are concerned other academic groups could also take similar actions. To discuss that further, we're now joined by Mr. James Morris, who is a political commentator, and he's joining us now on the line from Los Angeles. Mr. Morris, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, I want to ask, what exactly has brought on this sudden wave, if I may call it that, of academic boycott?
Hello, thank you for taking my call and having me on Press TV. I wanted to basically respond to your question. What's happening here is that the world is just seeing the apartheid-like regime of Israel, and they just, they just can't take it. We had the Mandela funeral and memorial service recently, and if you looked at what Nelson Mandela had said while he was still alive, you could go to my ushijack.com blog for more on that. And he was against apartheid Israel, and his group, the African National Congress, even had a representative who had visited Israel, and she had said something to the effect that apartheid regime, or here's a direct quote, strongly responded after he visited Israel. The ANC, she's speaking on behalf of it, African National Congress, responded saying that she has been to Palestine herself and that the Israeli regime is not only comparable, but worse, far worse than apartheid South Africa. So I think what's happening is the world is waking up to what is happening here with the way Israel brutally oppresses the Palestinian people, especially in Gaza, an open-air prison of 1.8 million people. And you see what Israel does there is far worse. And I think the American Indians who have basically, passed this group, or the group we're talking about that wants to do a boycott on Israel, sees the way Israel has basically colonized the Palestinians, and it's a comparable analogy to what happened here in America and how the Native American population was oppressed and put on reservations. But the key point, as the ANC had said, Israel is far worse in comparison. So I think people are just waking up. But the problem is you also have the Russell Tribunal on Palestine. Russell means another Native American who had spoken up for Palestinians. And he was, they had the Russell Tribunal on Palestine last year, and they were criticizing the U.S., the U.N., and the European Union for being complicit in Israel's violations of international law. And the reason that happened is because of the Israel lobby. I mean, you've got AIPAC, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee here in America, which is trying to scuttle the Iran deal that we've done on the nuclear issue. And you've got the Transatlantic Institute in Europe, which influences the EU. And of course, as I've mentioned prior on Press TV, you've got the Labor Friends of Israel and the Conservative Friends of Israel, which are the Israel lobby in Britain. But I think the world is basically waking up, as I've said here, that the lobbies can only do so much. But with the Zionist media in America not letting Americans know what Israel does to the Palestinians, still people can find out on the Internet. And I'm very glad that this group has done what it's done to basically initiate the boycott on Israel. And I think one final point, Tom, you have the Israeli general, Mika Peled is his son, and he had been trying to push BDS boycott, divestment, and sanctions on Israel a long time ago. And the Palestinian solidarity movement in America has not responded to that, even around the world, basically. So I'm glad we've seen these other groups kind of step up to the plate, and let's hope this gets wider. But at the end of the day, and I'll finish with this, the way Israel's building illegal Jewish colonies on Palestinian land, the only thing we really have here as a solution is the one-state solution. The two-state solution that the State Department pushes with John Kerry is a facade, and we even see in the news now that John Kerry is basically pressuring the Palestinians to take on Israeli terms and basically in return for the nuclear deal with Iran. So, at the end of the day, we've got to stand up to Zionism. That's the real threat to the world.
Okay, we'll leave it there, but we do appreciate you speaking to us. That was Mr. James Morris speaking to us live from Los Angeles.